Next patient is next patient is Crystal Mendoza. Crystal Mendoza, M-E-N-D-O-Z-A, M-E-N-D-O-Z-A, M as in Mary, Crystal, C-R-Y-S-T-A-L, date of birth is 11-23-77, date of visit is 10-5-22. Please make copy for Amy Zilkowski, Z-E-I-L-C-O-S-K-Y, Z-I-L-C-O-S-K-Y, Amy, A-M-Y, P-A-C. Next paragraph. Dear Amy, AMY, thank you for sending Crystal Mendoza for evaluation. I'm sorry, for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph, history and illness. This is a 44-year-old obese female who has a prior history of metastatic melanoma. Had a persistent cough, mostly in the mornings, and she brings up some clear mucus, but denies any hemoptysis. Denied any post-nasal drip. Or chest pains. The patient has previously been diagnosed to have metastatic melanoma. And received immunotherapy over the past 2 years and had extensive lymph node resections prior to that. She was initially diagnosed in 2019. But had the initial, I'm sorry, she was initially diagnosed in 2015. Subsequently had metastatic melanoma in the axilla requiring extensive surgery, followed by immunotherapy / chemotherapy. The patient states her cough started about 2 years ago. She does not have any fevers, chills, night sweats, and denies weight loss, denies nausea, vomiting. ENT evaluation was done, and she was advised to use anti-reflux medication, which did not help. She took Opdivo for 1 year. Opdivo is O-P-D-I-V-O. Next paragraph. Past history includes history for resection of melanoma in 2015. History for metastatic melanoma in 2019, followed by lymph node dissection. She had a lap band surgery in 2000, hysterectomy in 2007, and she has attention deficit disorder and hypothyroidism, and anxiety. Next. Allergies, none listed. Next. Habits, the patient does not smoke, drinks alcohol occasionally. Work in the financial field. Next. Family history. Illnesses of parents unknown. Next. Med list. Xanax 0.25 milligrams PRN. Synthroid 137 micrograms daily. Adderall 30 milligrams BID. Next. System review. The patient has fatigue, no weight loss, no glaucoma, cataracts. She has hoarseness and persistent cough and shortness of breath. She has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, or constipation. No chest or jaw pain, but has leg swelling and nice palpitations. She has anxiety and depression. And she has joint pains, muscle aches, no seizures, headaches, but has some memory loss and has skin rash. She denies urinary symptoms of flank pains. Next paragraph, physical exam. This moderately overweight, middle-aged white female is alert, no acute distress. Blood pressure 124/80, pulse is 94, respiration is 20, temperature 97.5, weight is 186, saturation 95. HENT are non-phthalic, pupils reactive. Sclera were clear, throat was mildly injected, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no lymphadenopathy, thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with diminished breath sounds of the basis. And occasional wheezes in the upper lung pulse. Heart, the absence of regular S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. And the extremities will reveal the no edema, no calf tenderness, reflexes of breast, no gross motor absence. Cranial is grossly intact, skin no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number one. Chronic cough with reactive airways. Number two, history of metastatic melanoma. Number three is hypothyroidism. Number four is history of anxiety disorder. And next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study. She did have a recent CT chest which shows a 2 millimeter nodule in the right mid lobe and no other abnormalities in the lung fields. She'll have a follow-up CT chest in 6 months. Also, advised to get a CBC IgE level and CMP, and was placed on a Ventolin and HFA inhaler, 2 puffs QID PRN. Follow-up visit we arranged in approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Amy Zilkowski, PAC, Zilkowski, PAC. Please add in the final diagnosis, right lung nodule also as number 4. Thank you, Dr. Souza.